You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
I just called to say how much I care.
Expanding two decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now from the studios at Zolan Radio, KROJ 101.5. Here's your host, Saul Mejia.
That was Stevie Wonder and I Just Called to Say I Love You. But just before that, we had a cover version by Lorenzo Antonio, who's a famous Latin singer that I've been a fan of for many decades. Recently, he recorded the Spanish version of I Just Called to Say I Love You, but he ended up with that little clip that you guys got to hear, you know, at the beginning of the show with I Just Called to Say I Love You, now with also Lorenzo Antonio. Good afternoon and welcome back to your show, Business This Week on KROJ 101.5 FM. Today, we have with us Taide Aburto, President and CEO to the Hispanic Chamber of E-Commerce, the first e-commerce chamber of commerce online and in the United States. It is my pleasure to welcome Mr. President Taide Aburto to our show, Business This Week. Hello, Mr. Aburto. Welcome to KROJ 101.5. Please say hello to the San Fernando Valley.
Hey, Saul, how are you?
I'm doing well, Taide. Thank you so much.
Hello, San Fernando Valley. How are you doing? This is Taide Aburto.
So tell us, Taide, how did your career begin?
Okay, so I'm originally from Mexico. I moved to San Diego in 2006. I have a degree in economics and a master's in marketing. And, you know, how I got involved in the business association world, it was a coincidence. I wasn't really planning on starting a business association when I moved to the States, but it just happened that way. And we launched the Hispanic Chamber of E-Commerce in 2008. And now the U.S. Business Association of E-Commerce 3 months ago this year. And it's something that I'm very passionate about because I love working with small businesses. And I also understand the importance of for small businesses to go into the digital economy. So it has been a passion of mine, Saul, since 2008. And now with this pandemic, we can see how important it is to have that online presence. So, you know, I'm very happy that I end up in this path. It's something that I'm very passionate about it. I really enjoy it. And, you know, I see myself doing this for a while. I'm going to keep doing this for as long as I feel happy doing it, you know.
What were some of the obstacles that you encountered when you began your career?
Well, I think in everyone's career, you always face challenges, and those can be either personal or professional. On the professional side, you know, when we started the association, we faced some challenges here locally, and there were more like political challenges because the chamber that was here for so long didn't really like the idea of having another chamber in town that was serving the Latino community. But eventually, you know, after a year and a half, 2 years, that settled down and we keep moving forward with our plan. But, and of course, at some point, you know, when we started, we were facing like financial challenges because the organization was new. So I had to put money out of my savings so I could help the organization grow. And it took us, you know, from 2008 to 2011, it took us three solid years to get to the break-even point. And then from there, you know, thank God everything has been going in the right direction. So, you know, throughout your career, you are always going to face some challenges, and they're going to come in different shapes and different sizes, and you just have to be prepared for them. So that's why I always encourage, you know, entrepreneurs and business owners to always invest in themselves, because that's a great way to navigate, you know, choppy waters when they get like that. If you have the right education, the right access to tools and the training, the know-how, when you face those challenges, you're not going to be afraid of facing them. You're just going to sit down, relax, try to come out with the best strategy, have 2-3 different options, conduct an assessment of those options, and then you will go the way that you think is the best way to go. And even when you go in that direction, you are still going to face some challenges. So it is important that you are always prepared, and things will turn out the way that you want them to turn out sooner than later.
And with that, we're going to go to a pause and play another hit for you. But when we come back, we will continue this great interview with Mr. Tai de Aburto, President and CEO of the Hispanic Chamber of E-Commerce. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
That was Dreams by the Cranberries. I hope you guys like it. And today, we have on the line Mr. Tai de Aburto, President and CEO of the Hispanic Chamber of E-Commerce. So tell us, Tai de, who were some of the people that helped you when you started your career?
That's a really good question. I have had many people that have helped me out in my career, you know, as an entrepreneur and as a business leader. I have mentors that have helped me to guide, navigate, you know, through the system. Because remember, I was born and raised in Mexico, moved here in 2006, and I didn't really speak that much English. And, you know, you can hear I still have a very strong English accent, but still learning it. But, you know, since I started the organization, and also, you know, I forgot to mention that when I started the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce, I also had a full-time job. So I have people that helped me in, you know, to get my first job was with a corporation here in San Diego called the Kyocera Wireless, a wireless corporation, a wireless company, I'm sorry. And, you know, some folks helped me to get that job. And then when I was part of the company, some of the people inside the company were helping me to understand the system and, you know, the processes and stuff. So, you know, along the way, I have had many people that have helped me out. Even when I was at some point, you know, in the beginning of the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce, when I was like not so sure about moving forward, you know, with the project and stuff, because it was new. I mean, in 2008, no one in the Latino community was really interested in having a social media presence or websites, or, you know, think about selling products or services online or anything like that. So I felt at some point that I was just kind of like wasting my time trying to educate Latino business owners about the importance of all these tools and not getting them their attention. So there were a handful of folks here in San Diego that said, like, you know what, you're doing a really good job. You're going in the right direction. You're probably a little ahead of the time, of your time, but I know we all have to be to where you want us to be at some point. So, you know, I keep doing my work, and thanks to those folks that helped me, you know, in the beginning of the association, the folks that helped me when I got my first job here in the States, all the people that has helped me across the country, you know, from in Washington, D.C., to understand how to, you know, start building connections with elected officials and lobbyists and stuff. I mean, there has been many people in the last 14 years that have helped me to where I am right now. Definitely.
I don't think anybody's ever self-made. There's always a group of people that they were part of any career. You know, they put certain elements and certain things, you know, and they build you up to whatever it is. I always felt like that as a fellow president of a chamber. I know that definitely it's not all about me. It's about the team. It's about the people who actually put me where I am today.
No, definitely. I mean, it's very difficult to move forward by yourself. I mean, you can probably do it, but it's going to take you longer. If you get to certain points where you're facing challenges, you ask me a question about challenges, there are going to be folks that already went through the trenches and they already know how to get out of those uncomfortable situations faster. And that's why it's important to have like a select group of mentors and friends around you that are more experienced than you, that kind of like complement your you as a person and as a professional, because we all have weaknesses and strengths, right? So it's really good when you know where your weaknesses are, because that way you can find those folks that can help you in those areas that you are not so competent, right? And in those areas where you know that you want to be better at, that's where you start like reaching out to your mentors, and they will guide you in the right direction because they care for your well-being. And it is important to have people around you that care about you and that they want you to succeed.
And with that, we're gonna go to another musical pause, but don't go anywhere. We will continue this interview with Mr. Ty de Aburto, President and CEO for the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Don't forget.
And that was Will to Power with I'm Not in Love. And today we have with us the president and CEO of the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce, Mr. Taide Aburto. So tell us, Taide, when and why was the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce established?
Well, the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce, we launched it in 2008 with the idea of helping small businesses to understand how they can use the internet to become more competitive in the marketplace. And basically what that means is, like, you know, right now with the pandemic, whereas we are all seeing it, like how you can use a website, how you can use Facebook, Twitter, Instagram to sell more, to provide better customer service, to reach out other markets, etc. So over the last 12 years, we have provided seminars, workshops, conferences, etc. Provided information, valuable information to small businesses that were interested and start taking those steps. And I'm happy to say that a lot of them did it, and they are doing okay right now in this crisis. So we basically provide access to educational resources, access to new markets, access to connections. We don't do much of like lobbying and that kind of stuff. It's not our forte. There are other Hispanic business associations that focus on that, and they're really good at it. We're more focused on providing like access to marketing tools, and we have created a platform that it allows us to give our membership some good visibility online. And for me, you know, like I'm a very data-driven person, so I like to see transactions happening, new connections happening. So we measure different metrics internally, and those are the ones that let me know that we're going in the right direction. And that's why we keep doing what we've been doing for the last 12 years, because I have seen results, positive results in the work that we do. And that motivates me to keep doing the daily activities that I do, and you know, like the programs that we launch, etc., because those results motivate me and tell me that we are contributing over 2 cents, you know, to the economic empowerment of our community. And that for me is important.
And tell us, what's new? What's going on these days with Taide Aburto and the business community in San Diego?
Well, the new baby is kind of like an extension of the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce, but without the Hispanic in the name. And as a matter of fact, those that are members of the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce, they have access to the U.S. Business Association of E-commerce portal. So with the U.S. Business Association of E-commerce, we have different communities inside the platform or the marketplace. And we call those communities, when in reality it's like a marketplace within a marketplace. And that may sound a little confusing, but it is going to work really well, because as you know, Saul, every business owner, depending on what stage they are in and where they are located, etc., they have some specific needs. And just to give you an example, like women entrepreneurs are going to have some specific needs that need to be addressed in a different way. So there are many access to resources that tailor those needs of women-owned businesses. And you know that, for example, at the federal level, at the state level, there are opportunities that are only for women-owned businesses. So by creating these communities within the marketplace, our idea is that little by little, we're going to start providing access to resources that are going to be important for those specific niches, right? And every marketplace has a set of online tools, you know, from like a blog, gallery, CRM, etc., that help these small businesses, especially those that do not have a website or have an online presence, to have like a microsite and then start building their online presence from there. You know, after a few weeks or months, they can create their own website, which I always recommend. So the U.S. Business Association of E-commerce is this national business ecosystem that is going to provide access to different resources. But at the end of the day, the mission and the drive is the same. We want to contribute to increase the number of small businesses that are participating in the digital economy. It is extremely important that we get online. It is extremely important that we have a strategy that is going to help our businesses to succeed in the digital economy. Just a few minutes ago, I was sharing an article that I just read of an announcement of Governor Cuomo in New York introducing the Empire State Digital Program, which is 100% focused on helping small businesses in New York to be successful in the digital economy. And I can tell you, Saul, that announcement is going to start multiplying all across the country, and we're going to see more states, more local mayors and assemblymen and women, et cetera, that are going to start announcing this type of great news for our country. And I can see, I mean, we all have to push to turn America into an e-commerce powerhouse, and there is no reason for that to happen. And I think when we get all these elected officials and organizations like ours that are actively promoting e-commerce in the business community, we're going to get there, and we're all going to benefit from something like that.
And where can we find more information?
Okay, so I recommend everyone to go to usbsboyaec.com. USBAEC.com. That's for the website for the U.S. Business Association of E-Commerce. And click on the business associations, and down there you will find the Hispanic Chamber of E-Commerce. So you can register there too. So just go to USBAEC.com and you will find all the information there about the association, the services that we have. Right now, we just announced this week the Wells Fargo 1000 program, where we're going to help 1,000 small businesses to have an online store, and the program is sponsored by Wells Fargo, so the small business doesn't have to pay a membership for 12 months. We're going to build their online presence and their online store, and they're going to be able to start selling their products from our platform. So I'm very excited about that product, because helping to build an online store for 1,000 businesses is going to be a huge thing for our association. So they can find information there. And to find me is very easy. Like, you Google my name, Ty de Aburto, and you will find my website and all the links to my social media profiles. And people can, you know, text me or send me a DM, or if they want to send me a WhatsApp, they can send it to 202-221-7577.
Well, that concludes our interview. Thank you so much, Mr. Ty de Aburto, for being here today with us. We understand you have a very busy schedule, and I mean, it's fully understandable. Thank you so much for everything that you do for the community, everything that you do for us, in particular for myself. You know, when I needed support, when I needed someone to talk to regarding chambers or regarding business and how we can benefit the community, certainly Mr. Ty de Aburto was one of the people who's always ready to give some advice and to help our community. So thank you so much for being here today with us, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Excellent, Saul. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're very welcome, Ty, and we're always here to help the community. We hope this radio station and this show can be a benefit to our community, and in particular, this show for the business community. They can find sources and they can find advice on how to improve their business, how to grow their business, or if they're getting started, how to start their business.
That's awesome. If I can help you with anything, please let me know. Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Thank you.
That was Charles and Eddie with Would I Lie to You. I hope you guys really like that song. I certainly do. I think it's one of the greatest songs ever created. We want to remind everyone that November 28th is the Small Business Saturday. Shop small, a holiday to celebrate a small business. And we know that this year in particular, all small businesses need support, need help. So please don't forget to shop small on a Small Business Saturday. This event is brought to you by American Express, where you can visit their webpage and get free tools, absolutely free tools for all small businesses to promote your business. And locally, it's brought to you by the Panorama City Chamber of Commerce. We will be giving away a lot of stuff to promote your small business on that day. If you have any questions, feel free to call us or to visit www.panoramachamber.com to get more information on Shop Small, Small Business Saturday.
For communities to thrive, small businesses need to thrive. That's why in 2010, American Express founded Small Business Saturday, a day dedicated to helping small businesses get more customers through their doors on the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
It's helping the community, it's helping the people, and it's helping us.
It's been great all day. We had a line for the first time ever.
Everyone stands up to pitch in.
You're going to see doctors. You're going to see bus drivers. You're going to see students.
It's not just a shopping experience. It's really more of a social experience. It makes the neighborhood more vibrant.
On Small Business Saturday, do your part and help make it matter.
Shop small, baby. Way to go.
Hi, my name is Hector Fernandez. I'm owner of Mary Moon Jewelry, and I want you to join us for Small Business Saturday.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Here we are, Hello everyone, my name is Tai de Aburto, founder of the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce. I have a quick message and a quick invitation for you. If you're a business owner located anywhere in the United States, I want to invite you to become part of the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce, one of the most proactive Hispanic business associations in the country. We are focused on helping family-owned businesses to get online, to help them to become more competitive. And by competitive, we mean helping you to put more money in your pockets. And we can accomplish that by collaborating together, by working together in issues that are affecting our community. So I want to invite you to join the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce to start working with us, and we look forward to helping you to take your business to the next level. Thank you very much.
We also want to remind you that next week, in case you forget like I do, next week is Halloween, and although I don't celebrate Halloween, we believe some of you actually do, and some of you, well, would like to celebrate. So what we're gonna do next week for you guys is we're gonna bring our master of horror, Mr. Dustin Ferguson, producer, director, and filmmaker, who has done, I lost count, a couple of hundred films in horror. And I believe you guys will get a kick to actually meet this gentleman, who will be talking to us about his career, his struggle, and some of the films that he has created throughout the years, and how him and I had the opportunity to collaborate and work in a couple of those films. I hope you guys don't miss it. It's next week, right here on KROJ 101.5 in Panorama City. Do not forget, we'll see you next week.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM. We'll be right back.
the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM. You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
I'm just a simple girl in a high-tech digital world. Really trying to understand all the powers that rule this land. The same as Jay's big butt is boss. Kate Moss can't find a job in a world of postmodern fad. What was good now is bad. It's not hard to understand. Just follow every simple
Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Just a kiss, just a kiss. I have lived just for this. I can't explain why I've become a chatelaine. Just a smile, just a smile. Hold me captive just a while. I can't explain why I've become a chatelaine. I'm just a sigh, I'm just a sigh. Words, my love, just reply. I can't explain why I've become Michelle-Elaine. A smile, hold me captive just a while. I can't explain why I've become Michelle-Elaine. Every time your eyes meet mine, clouds of warm burst into sunshine. Just a kiss, just a kiss. I have lived just for this. I can't explain why I've become Michelle-Elaine, Michelle-Elaine, Michelle-Elaine. Michelle-Elaine.